5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Oh, Jimmy boy, it's tough in being a single life, Jim. It really is tough.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Tough being a single life.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Ah, nice to have your company. I tell you what, Bill, the game's stuffed. Nah, seriously.
Yes, I think so.
I can't. I'm watching last night. Oh, my God. What the hell is going on? Yep. What's happened to our great game?
Mm.
Anyway, we're going to get to that a bit later on. But I tell you what we've got today is Roars of Sloan.
Well, yes,
speaking
please.
Of great, love him, of course. Clangers of the Week, courtesy of our great friends at Amy, and then something to finish the show from you that hopefully is better than last night.
Actually, it was good last
night. No, it wasn't.
Good feedback.
Yeah.
Rapsy laughed.
How are you, Fat?
G'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be in the studio to actually see you.
Have a look at you.
And you're looking fit. Fitness gym today.
I've been at the gym, yeah. Well,
Jim's been at the gym.
In my own garage.
Have you?
Yeah, that's basically where we can't leave your house. So I'm in the garage.
I must admit, I haven't been to a gym for a while.
You don't. It looks like you haven't.
And so does, just looking at him too, Rabsy. Wowee.
Mistake. Yeah, well done, Robert. We dropped the thank you, Robert. Righto. Shut up, Robbo. You
know. Robbo's got something to say.
That's almost the best.
Shut up, Robbo.
Robbo.
Shut up.
Did he drop into the Sunday
football? It's my body singing, and I got Robbo. Like a little Muppet in the background.
Well, that's when Robbo came on to the Sunday Footy Show,
right.
Jim.
Yes.
But he was supposed to go, and, you know, Robbo likes
around.
To hang around. And then he came into the next segment, and the next segment, like, fair dinkum, Robbo. I know you're a good-looking man who's about 60.
No, in his early 80s.
80s, and very nicely toasted.
Well, toasted. He latched onto the cream early, didn't
yeah,
he Robbo?
Yeah,
the moisturising cream,
yeah,
and stayed with it for a good 50 years.
Oh, he does look
and
good.
He's like Benjamin Button.
He is, and a good fella. G'day to Robbo.
Great fella.
I tell you what, Melbourne Jim last night, feeding him, and half time they kicked 1-3. I know it was slippery and wet.
Nah,
at 3/4 time, 2-4. Someone said this morning that the Melbourne Football Club, you know what they are? They're empty. Not a bad. I thought that's all right.
Well, since they played in that prelim in Perth, we saw the numbers last night. They've won 12 and lost 25 games
12?
Since that day.
Wow, there
so,
you
Bill,
go.
That is not even close to good enough.
And no connection between still the midfield and the forwards.
No.
And the mids are getting plenty of it. Last night, Oliver, 25.
Yeah,
Petrarca,
it.
25. Viney, 27.
That's it.
Gorn was very, very good. So they're all getting the ball. What's happening?
But Fat, for me, the classic example of what you're just talking about there was playing for the other team, and that is David Mundy. He's one of my favourite players
audio.
Ever. It doesn't matter how many times he gets it. It's what he then does with
that's
it.
That's spot on.
And he never wastes the footy, and he always puts it into the most dangerous position. So Clayton Oliver, who I like, by the way.
Yeah.
But I tell you, if I'm goody, I'm handing him game tape of David Mundy going, mate, that's how a midfielder optimises getting the ball. So watch what he does.
And that's the you're right, you're spot on. But they're good players are playing well, Jim. You know, you say, someone's Geelong are going well. It's because of the good players are playing well. Well, Melbourne's good players are playing well. And guess what?
Geelong's good players use the ball well, Bill. That's the
they're
thing.
They're a better team. Geelong.
There's no point getting it 30 times if you cough it up.
Well, they're frustrating, aren't they?
No, they are. So really they've got big issues, no doubt about it.
Two games tonight, Jim. Adelaide Crows. When are we going to talk to Rory? Because he's playing tonight.
We're going to latch onto him early.
All right, then. Yep, and the Giants. That's on at 5:40 Adelaide Oval.
Yes.
And then Carlton. This is a good game. Yeah. Interesting game. Carlton taking on Sydney at Metricon.
Yes.
Couple of outs for Carlton caught my attention.
Right.
Eddie Betts managed.
Eddie Betts.
What's happening with Eddie Betts?
Well, he's getting to the back end.
Right.
He's been an absolute
Does
champion.
He play
in the game.
Next year.
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Don't know.
Perhaps, not that I'll give a stuff, but what do you think?
Well, Daisy said last night in the footy coverage that he's good for the junior blokes then, particularly the Indigenous ones. So if he doesn't play next year, he'll still have a role at the club.
Right. Daisy texted me. He didn't get on Crystal Chief yesterday.
No, he wasn't happy.
He sucked in. The other one is Paddy Dowell's been dropped again.
See,
I thought they'd play him.
I reckon they need to.
Yeah.
They got a very, very highly rated kid taken high in the draft. I think taken Three, was he, Paddy Dow, overall?
Three or four,
so,
yeah.
You know, Fat, they've got to find a way to get him up and running.
Exactly. The US Open, Jim, and tennis. I tell you what, Alex Diminor is a star, and this happened last night.
We're all watching ahead right here.
Game
and he gets it done. The 21-year-old headed to the quarterfinals here at the US Open. Straight sets win.
Straight sets, Alex.
Well, so.
Yes. So the other semi-final, Tim.
Yes.
Is between Danny Medvedev.
Yes.
And Audrey Rublev.
Where are they from?
Well, they're from. Hey! Both from Russia, Jim.
That's it, Pat.
Both from Russia. Oh, how good is that? That song gets me up and going.
No, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's a great song. Got something else for you coming up too, a bit of audio.
Hello.
Soccer, Jim, this caught my eye.
Yes.
Premier League stars Mason Greenwood and Phil Foden.
Foden.
Yep.
Well, it depends where you come from. Have been axed from the England squad for inviting two girls back to their hotel. They're playing a friendly.
Yes.
Over in Iceland, Jim.
Ooh. My man, the vest-wearing Gareth Southgate.
That's it. He's the manager.
Not happy.
No, he wasn't happy. He sent them home. Obviously, coronavirus guidelines there and things like that. Yes. But, Jim, would you rather be playing in a friendly for England or being invited or inviting back Miss Universe Iceland?
What?
What the hell is
that?
That's an Iceland song, Jim.
Oh, no. Come on.
Have a listen to it. It's like a swelling burst when I see what we become. Ding dong. Do you know anyone else famous from Iceland, Jim?
No. Nope.
Nothing.
Was she actually Miss Universe or was she their contestant?
She was a contestant.
Right.
What about this? You know what this is?
Huh?
You know what? It's a Viking clap.
Oh, is it? Right.
Yeah, that's what they started it in Iceland.
Right.
When back in the day when the Vikings used to have a good kill,
right,
they'd all come marching back and do the Iceland clap.
Yes,
Viking clap.
And also, the Viking clap. But I think, Jim, I was trying to get to a very funny gag.
Yeah, let's go on then.
But I also think that a few of the Vikings got the clap.
Oh, no. Is that the funny one you were getting to? Yeah.
Would have been so better. Probably, anyway, those boys have been sent home to England, so that's bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
But Miss Universe, she was.
I think the joke that Jill gave you to use was maybe Phil Foden now has the Viking clap.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you could have gone with that one.
Well, I didn't like the way Jill framed it. also, Jim, I tell you what, Damo gave us a bit of a tease or a hint yesterday, but there is trouble up in the hub.
No, I told you that.
He did tell us
that. I told you that in the rub on Saturday.
Yes, well.
And then backed over it yesterday. My mail out of that hub is electric.
Well,
there are grandparents, there are board members, there are all sorts of people hubbing Bill who have got no part to play in this season at all.
Well, on Footy Classified last night, Tony Chompers Jones.
Chompers.
He was a late in because poor old Hutchie was a late scratching Hutch.
He's got the issues. Croc Media.
Croc Media, there's a bit of something going around there. So, anyway, Hutchie out, Tony Jones in, and he said that it's out of control.
Mm.
As you said, Jim, there's grandparents, babysitters.
No.
The girlfriend of a reporter.
Oh, come on.
Someone from up there has got to take the girlfriend up there from Fox. There's even suggestions a swimming coach.
Bill.
A swimming coach has gone up for the kids, Jim.
I thought with this pandemic that we may have finally gotten rid of the thing that's been hanging around the AFL for as long as I can remember.
What's that?
The junket.
Jim,
I thought, Bill, with all the money going out of the game, we might have finally gotten rid of the liniment sniffing junket that has been part of the AFL forever. Clearly not.
No.
But, Bill, 400 people, my understanding is at least 200 of them have got no reason to be there. No reason at all.
So it's 400 strong party of AFL officials, families and media members.
That's it.
So you're saying there should only be 200 there?
Well, Bill, people are turning up with wives, kids, grandparents,
swimming coaches,
nannies, swimming coaches.
Baby,
you can't tell me they all need to be there.
Well, apparently there's two pools at the Mercura gym and they're both full. The bar's open from 5 to 8. You're only allowed two drinks at a time. and they're very, very busy at the bars because there's some thirsty people Jim.
Come on. Come on. Well, the Chompers is onto it.
He's onto it, old Chomp.
All right, thanks for joining us, Drew, and we'll see you on the footy show tonight.
Thanks, Chompity Chomp, Chomp, Chomp.
Okay, thanks for that.
Yeah. So that's it. Nice wrap.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah, that's all.
All right. Well, not a bad one.
Not bad. I had a bit of everything.
Not sort of too bad.
A bit of soccer, a bit of tennis, a bit of footy, a bit of our control hub.
Yeah, happy with that?
The Viking clap.
Hi. Rory Sloane to join us next.
I'm going
to
drag him off the field for a quick interview. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. It's the Rush Hour, JB and Bill on Triple M.
Long inside 50, Sloane! Big Rosa! That is a ripper about 15 out directly in front. And bang! That's a big mark and goal from a little man. Not that little. Fatty's a good 6-footer, our man Rosa. Nice chatting to him too on the back of a win. How are you, Rosa?
Yeah, very good. Sun's out. It's been a nice week in Adelaide. So a win followed by some good weather. Good feeling.
Well, I did send a couple of my mates in Adelaide a text during the week after we had the announcement here, Rosa, that we're shut down for the rest of our known lives. Mm. I said, I am a former great of that state, they did open the boundary, the borders up, Rosa, so I can come back in.
I'd be opening up for you, Jim. I'd also be just getting a couple of family members to jump on board with you and bring them over.
Bloody oath.
I know, it's been a while.
Can only average bloody 60 at the Adelaide Oval and everything I bloody did for that joint. So open the borders back up for me, Rosa, so I can come in.
Hey, Rosa.
So come sit on the hill again.
Sit on the hill. And did he cop some abuse at the Adelaide Oval?
A little
too?
Bit of abuse.
Hey, Rosa, well done on the win. I thought that was fantastic because I think we all wanted Adelaide to win a game and you were leading beautifully. But I was so happy for Matty Nix too, mate.
Yeah, it was a really good win for everyone. Yeah, for Nixie, the coaches, some of the younger boys that haven't experienced a win yet, I think it was really good vibe and a really good result for those guys. They've been putting in a lot of hard work. And last couple of months, we've been around the mark for a few games, aside from a couple of games against your mob, Jim, and the Doggies. But the rest, we've played some good footy. So to bring it the whole game and to get that result was just good reward for a few people.
Hey, can you watch all the footy at the minute? I watch a bit and then I turn off and then you don't know who's playing, you don't know what round it is. How do you go with it all?
It's because we're playing Tuesday nights the last couple of weeks. You sort of get confused about what day's what and who's playing. But I do. I tune in sort of over dinner. It depends what sort of game and who's playing. Certainly the teams up the top end, I've been tuning in closely just to see how they're all going and sort of see what you can learn too. But you're right, there's a lot of footy on, and it's strange times too. I mean, we've been playing at 5 o'clock on a Tuesday arvo, which is certainly different.
Hey, well, you got GWS. We can ask you about that shortly. But answer me this, Rosa. The quality of what we're seeing often isn't as good as we'd like it to be. The scoring's not up there enough. I when we get back to normal, I get a feeling we need to get the quarters back to what they were, but also bring the interchange down, which gets fatigue involved. And once fatigue's involved, you start getting scoring happening. Do you agree with that?
You'll get plenty of different opinions from players. Personally, it suits my type. I mean, I love just grinding out games and love staying on ground for as long as possible. But, I mean, your power athletes would like, I suppose, more high interchange and shorter games, I would have thought. So you get some mixed reviews. But for me, keep pushing for it, Jim, because they'll back you up.
No doubt. And we get late in quarters, Fat, and everyone gets tired. And suddenly you rattle on 3 or 4 and we get back up to 100 points in a game. And that's what people want to see.
All right, then.
Absolutely. Right. Man, I think for everyone out there, I mean, they've probably got to understand that it's been certainly a different year, especially for what we can do training-wise. So trainings look very different to what they have. There's a lot of restrictions around what we can and can't do on the training track. And we only really get a short period of time where we can train as a whole group together once per week. So that there may be a couple of reasons for why you're saying that. But, going forward, I certainly think things will be back to normal.
Hey, Rosa, have the Adelaide Crows hubbed this year?
Yeah, we hubbed for 2 weeks, us in Port. Yeah, we hubbed for 2 weeks earlier in the season.
Where?
Gold Coast. So we've been one of the luckier teams, I suppose, mate. And, we've spent a lot of time at home. And there's been a lot of teams up there that certainly spent, I think they're going to be spending up to around 70 days up in the hub. So, we've been very lucky.
And that's been good for you with the little one, of course. You've been able to be at home.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the best year of all time to have these protocols and the COVID around for a dad with a one-year-old or a toddler, a one-year-old. He's coming up to now. But, yeah, I've had a lot of time with him. He was born just before the off-season, so I had a good 10 weeks off, Jim. And then I had the pre-season into a bit of a COVID break for 10 weeks as well. So yeah. I've certainly had a great time being a dad at home.
Nice. Beautiful. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about the big game at the Adelaide Oval against the GWS Giants.
Joined by Rory Sloan from the Adelaide Crows.
Well, before we get on to GWS, are you getting a surf in, Rosa?
I haven't. I've had a lot of niggling injuries this year, and I'm finally back to full health now. So I'm on the hunt, Jim. I've seen your son's been in the water plenty, getting a few waves.
And a few illegal entries too, Rosa. He worries me a bit. He's finding some car parks out the back and...
Don't
tell me,
mate.
Well, they know who he is. So that's a good bit. But I feel for the the surfers. It's one of the parts of lockdown that hasn't helped is you can't get in the water. And for you, isn't it good for injury? Aren't you?
Yeah,
don't you find it's good for it?
It's good. But some of the injuries were a little too severe to jump in the water, and I probably would have risked further injury, which wouldn't have gone down well. But I'm fine. Ready to go now, so I'll be on the hunt for a wave in the coming weeks.
Hey, what do you make of the Giants? They're a hard one to work out. Actually, there's about eight teams to try and work out. It's bloody hard to work out. But what do you make of the Giants that you got, tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just one of those seasons, really. I mean, teams are going to fluctuate in form. The Giants are an unbelievable side. Obviously, grand final team last year. And I mean, for us, it's more about focusing on the form that we've sort of carried over the last month.
Yep.
And the pressure and the intensity around the ball we've been bringing, followed up with our ability to finish. That's the part we were just trying to tidy up on. And we're a bit better on the weekend against Hawthorn, but certainly can keep going. So we just want to make sure this part of the year we're bringing our game plan and we're taking some momentum at this back part of the year and into next year because that's all we can do. Sitting on the bottom, we've had one win. We want to really make sure our form's good this part of the year and we can sort of catapult into next year.
I did that game they played against Carlton. You would have seen a bit of it in your forward scouting groups. But the danger with the Giants, Rosa, is they can turn it on for 15 minutes and that can be enough.
Well, you saw that last quarter. I watched that game closely. And I mean, they could have finished a few more in front. They had their chances, certainly. But that last quarter, as you saw, they just piled on some goals very, very quickly. And, I mean, they can do that from the start of a game to an end of the game. They're a very, very dangerous side. So we know we're going to have to be on. We've got to bring our heat. We've got to bring our pressure around the footy. And we've got to make sure we punish them when we go forward as well. And, again, that's the room for improvement for us over the last couple of weeks.
5:40 tonight, Jimmy Boy, Adelaide taking on the Giants at Adelaide Oval. Yes. Speaking of Adelaide Oval, what about the Oval Hotel? Roz, I want to know how that's going. The boutique hotel that's being built at the back of the grandstand there.
Yeah,
do you know anything about it?
Yeah, we drive past it. It looks amazing. It ties in really, really nicely. Adelaide's a happening place, Bill. I mean,
no, it's
we don't have we don't have any COVID cases. We got a brand new Sky City being built just across the road from Adelaide Oval 2, which looks incredible above the casino.
Beautiful.
There's plenty happening. It's you make sure you get over here if you can when the cricket's on, and you'll enjoy a nice summer's day here. I reckon
we're not welcome anywhere, Rosa. The Victorians, we're banned from the whole world. Hey, is Texan going to play next year?
Absolutely. He is a pivotal part of our team going forward. And, I mean, I've said this a couple of times. I'm not even sure where that started, that whole rumour, but Tex is a phenomenal leader of our footy club. And I mean, especially with a young group going forward, it's even more important to have these good leaders around. So,
good.
Yeah, we need the big Tex in there for not only next year, but I reckon pushing forward
good,
too.
Good, because footy's a better place with our man involved. Yeah, all right then, Rosa. Yeah. Well, we obviously had to grab you pre this interview because you're actually playing the game as we speak. So
he's got to go, Jim. He's in the pocket.
Yeah, nice of you to have carved off a bit of your time.
I'm just lacing up the boots now.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Good on you, mate.
It's the Rush Hour at Triple M. This is the Rush Hour on Triple M.
The Rush Hour's Clangers of the Week.
Oh, no. Oh boy. Wowee.
Who covers clangers? Amy does.
Lucky you're with Amy.
Now he picked out Mychek. Oh, no, Brody Mychek. No, Nathan Buckley can't believe it. He was going to just waltz into an open goal. Took his eye off the ball. And it went straight through his hands.
And high wind, too. Going Beyonce style, going left the screen, going, go left, go left.
That's not how it goes. To the left, to the left. We rehearsed this.
We practiced it.
So after the siren here, Luke Bruce, proven goal kicker, on his way in, only about 15 metres out. Would you believe he's kicked into the man on the mark?
Imagine, you know what his favourite song is, Ash?
What's that?
Imagine all the people. They go backwards.
Drives the ball to full forward. Walker off hands, trying to claim the mark. God, what are you doing? It bounced off Houston's chest. What is it? And then he tried to claim the mark.
Come on.
Josh. What's going on there?
That is the best of Amy Clangers from Triple M Footy's Round 16 action. Triple M Footy continues tonight with a double header, starting with Adelaide versus GWS. Speaking of Clangers, though, Bill's joke, that's coming up next. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill on the Triple M app and on your radio.
Now, tomorrow, very nice show coming up. Josh Battle from the Saints.
Joshua.
They might even be able to come on in. So we're looking forward to that. And tonight, of course, Fat, as you said, good games of football coming up. Adelaide and GWS at the Adelaide Oval.
Sloaney.
I think you're talking about this.
Joshua. Battle it out.
Yes. So we've got, of course, Brendan Yates, Chris Dittmar, my man, Rhett Biglands, Rhettland Biglands, and Bluey on the boundary there.
Bluey.
And then, of course, Carlton, as you said, in Sydney, Liam Flanagan, Brad Seymour, Jude Bolton, and I'm still here.
Troy Love.
Troy Love.
Still here, Spud.
Nice. I like that. So those two games coming up on Triple M Footy tonight. But Josh Bell tomorrow. Now, Fat.
Who's on the boundary?
Troy Love.
And the other game?
Oh, Greg Blewett.
Bluey, yeah.
Greg Blewett on the boundary for Bob Jane Tiemarts.
Clean bill of health. Clean bill of health for both teams down here, guys.
Clean bill of health. Come on, get it right.
What is wrong with him?
Oh, well, I think that was his first one, Jim. And Bill. There was people upstairs that he looked up to. And
was there? What?
Because he was Brett on the Biggins. Ground. And,
no, exactly.
Chris Dittmar, is he still blowing with Kane? That's a big, ugly one.
No, he won't back down either, my man.
Well, either will Kane, I think. So that might go to the courts.
Oh, no, I see. Mm-hmm. Now, Fat, anything humorous?
Well, a very good one yesterday, and you know what comes with that, Jim?
A bad one.
Mm.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Oh, hello, old McGee. And anyway.
McGee. You're watching Desperate Housewives.
I don't know what I'm watching.
What is that doing on at 6 o'clock?
I don't know. 7, actually. It's almost 7.
Oh, it's 7. Jeez, I don't know what time it is.
7. Crikey. Jim. Oh, Jim, two burglars. Two robbers.
Yes.
Are robbing a liquor store, Jim.
Right.
One turns to the other and asks, is this whiskey? The other one replies, yeah, but not as whiskey as robbing a bank.
No.
He had a bit of a bloody whiskey.
Lisp.
He had a lisp, Jim.
The joke.
Yeah. No, I've got a lisp. Oh, fair dinkum. Anyway, that's it. It's been a quick show.
Hasn't it? Good one.
What do we got tomorrow?
Josh Baylor.
Josh Baylor.
Baylor without. Oh, not as whiskey as robbing the bank.
Yeah, yeah. My love for you is growing wide and long. Yeah, yeah.
Ding dong. I swear.